Okay, so today's daf is daf 78, daf Ayin Chet. We left off in the middle of the page on Ayin Zayin Amud Bet, 77b. Smack in the middle. We said in the Mishnah, V'hi betoch beita. If he throws the get to her, and she is in the house. So we said that's a get. So the Gemara says, Amar Ula. She has to be standing next to the house, or next to the courtyard. Rabbi Yoshaya Amar, Rabbi Yoshaya says, "Afilu hi beteveria vechatzera betzipori, hi betzipori vechatzera beteveria megureshet." Even if she's in one place in Teveria and the courtyard is in Tzipori, or the vice versa, that's divorce. The divorce still counts, even if she's not there. So the Gemara says, "Vahi bedoch beita ubedoch chatzera ketane." We said that she has to be in the house. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamar." This is what he meant to say. Vehi kemisha betoch beita, vehi kemisha betoch chatzera. It's like she's in the house. It's like she's in the courtyard. It doesn't have to literally be in the courtyard. So the Gemara says, "The kevan de chatzera mishtamer ledata he mitgareshet." Since the courtyard it is being protected, meaning whatever goes into the courtyard is being guarded. Therefore, she's considered divorced even if she is not present. So the Gemara says, "Lema be'akam iflegi." Let's say this is the machloket. The more savar chatzer mishum yadait rabai, more savar chatzer mishum shlichutit rabai. Machloket if it's the chatzer is coming to, it is added because of the hand, the aspect of the hand, or it's because of shlichut. That what would we say? Rabbi Oshaya would say it has to do with shlichut, and therefore even if she's not there, the courtyard is it becomes like a shaliach for her and it receives the get. Whereas the other opinion says, no, it has to be like the hand, and you have to actually be there.
Right.
So the Gemara says, no, that's not the machloket. The kulei alma chatzer mishum yadai terbai. No, everyone says it's included because of yada. Mor savar la ki yada. One of them holds ki yada, like her hand. Then ma yada, just like one's hand. Bismucha, it's talking about she has to be close to the body. Af chatzera, so to the courtyard. Bismucha, she needs to be close to the courtyard. Pick up. Okay, and the other opinion says, so just like her hand is attached to her, so do the courtyard has to be attached. But that's not the case. Ela ki yada, it must be, like her hand. Ma yada, just like her hand is mishtamer ledata, is protected with her mind, with her knowledge. Av chatzera mishtamer ledata, so to a courtyard that is protected with her knowledge. Ah, la apuke chatzera mishtamer shelo ledata, coming to exclude a courtyard that is protected but not with her knowledge, she does not know about it. So the Gemara says, Hahu gavra dezarach la gita lidvitu. There was a man who threw his get to his wife. So the Gemara says, Havakaima bechatzer, he was standing in the courtyard, or she was standing in the courtyard. Azal gitan nafal bet pisla. The get went and it landed on a piece of wood. Amar of Yosef, chazenan ihavya arba amot al arba amot, palaglein reshutan anavshay. If the piece of wood was 4 amot by 4 amot, it's its own entity. It's a separate piece of entity. Ve'i lo chada reshutahi. If it's not 4 by 4, then it's one reshut and it falls and she gets the get. V'mayaskina, what are we dealing with? Ilim bechatzer dida, if it's her courtyard, what does 4 amot do? It doesn't matter. It must be we're talking about his courtyard. So the Gemara says, when it's not 4 amot, then what's the difference? It's his courtyard. So the Gemara says, it was lended to her. She borrowed this one spot of where they get landed. Person would borrow one makom, person would not borrow two mekomot, and so therefore, only if it landed in that place where they were actually residing, that's where the get would take effect. So the Gemara says, "Velo meran ele delo gavo asara." It's only if it's not 10 tefachim high. Aval gavo asara, afal gav delo have 4 amot. But if it was 10 tefachim high, then even if it's not 4 amot, that's a separate entity. That's only if it doesn't have a separate nickname, accompanying name. Aval idli shem nevai, af agav de lo gavo asara, v'af agav de lo havi arbamot, even if it doesn't have the height and the length, because it has a separate name, this piece of wood, it would have a different entity, and therefore the get would not take effect if it was thrown into the courtyard and landed on that. We said, afilu hu omed b'mita, even if he is with her in the bed, amar ava lo shanu ele b'mita shelo, that's only in his bed. Aval b'mita shela, in her bed, megoreshet, she's considered divorced. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tanina Meachi, we have a brighter just like this. Rabbi Lezer Omer, b'mitah shelo ina megureshet, b'mitah shela megureshet. If it's her, his bed, and she, he throws the divorce, it's not divorced. Her bed, it is divorced. So the Gemara says, b'mitah shela megureshet, what? In her bed, it's considered divorced. Kelav shelokeach b'reshut mocher, who, it's talking about, this is a case of, you have utensils of the buyer, and it's placed in a bucket or in a kli that's in the reshut of the mocher, of the seller. What are we saying? So, kelav shel lokeach reshut mocher hu. So the Gemara says, shma mina, kelav shel lokeach reshut mocher kana, that kelim of the buyer that are placed in the mocher, in the seller's property, is considered kana lokeach, the buyer acquires it. Just like this case, that the woman would acquire it. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha, de gavoa asara. It's talking about a case where the bed was 10 tvachim high and it was a separate entity. So the Gemara says, Vayika makom kar'e. There's the place of the legs of the bed that's sitting on his property. So the Gemara says, kar'e, amakom kar'e, amakom kar'e lo kabdei nashe. People are not strict that, oh, the legs of your bed are sitting on my property. And so therefore it's considered a separate entity, it's hers, and that's why it would take effect. So the Gemara says, letoch cheka, we send the Mishnah into her lap, letoch kalta migureshet, or into her basket, it's considered divorced. Amai, the Gemara says, kelav shelokeach b'reshut mocherhu, it's considered the kelim of the buyer in the property of the seller. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kegon shahita kalta teluya ba, it was hanging from her, the basket. It was hanging from her. Even if it was tied to her and it wasn't hanging from her. The basket was sitting in between her legs and it was thrown in there. Rav Misharshia bar Rav Dimi amar kigon shahaya bala mocher kelatot, the husband would sell baskets. Rabbi Yochanan amar makom cheka kanuila, makom kalta kanuila. These properties, the space of where the basket is, the place of where the where her lap is, those are acquired to her, and that's why it would be considered a divorce. So the Gemara says, amar Rava, my tamad Rabbi Yochanan. What's his reasoning? The fish ein adam makpid al lo makom cheka v'lo makom kalta. This person is not strict on that small little place of the lap or the basket. So Tanya Meachu, we have a brayta just like this. Zarakola betoch cheka betoch kalta. If it was thrown into her lap or basket or anything like that, she's divorced. So the Gemara says, "Kol davar shuke kalta la'atuye mai." What is that coming to add? La'atuye taskad achla batimare. It's talking about a pouch that people eat dates from. If it was thrown into her pouch, also that's considered hers. The divorce would take effect. Okay, new Mishnah. Amar la kansishtar chovze. Take this debt document. If the man says this, or she matzahatu ma'achorav, or she goes and picks up a document from behind him. Korav arehu gita. She sees it's the get. Eino get at she yomar la hagitich. It's not a get until he gives it to her and says, "This is your divorce." Natan biyadav. He gives it to her. Vu yeshena, and she's sleeping. Niora korav arehu gita. She wakes up and reads and sees it's the get. Eino get at she yomar la hagitich. It's not a get until he says, "This is your divorce." So the Gemara says, "Ki amar la hagitich may have." What is saying, "This is your get"? Do have le teleg gitich malgabe akarka. It's like saying, "Pick up your get from the ground." Ve'amar ava teleg gitich malgabe akarka. If someone says, "Pick up the get from the ground," lo amar klum. It's as if he said nothing. So the Gemara says, "Ema shelafto me'achorav." No, she came and took it from behind him. It was in his back pocket or pants or whatever, and she came and took it from there. It's like taking it from him. So the Gemara says, "Shelafto nami ha." You need it to be that he gives it to her in her hand, and you don't have that because she came and took it from him. So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha de arak lachartzei v'shel lafte." No, he leaned it. He leaned over to her and leaned over to give her part. You know, from his back pocket, he leaned over to give it to her, and so therefore, it's as if he gave it to her. So the Gemara says, "Tanin miyachu." We have a bright day just like this. Amar la kansish dar chovze. If he says to her, "Take this debt document." Or she came and she took it from behind him. Karatu v'areu gita. She read and sees it's a get. Eino get that she amar lo hagidich. It's not a get until he says to her, "This is your get." Divrei Rebbe. That's the words of Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar says, "Le'olam eino get at sheitlena himena v'chazor eitlena la." It's not a get until he takes it from her, until he takes it from her and gives it back, and gives it back to her after. So the Gemara says, "V'yomar lo hagidich," and he has to say, "This is your get." Okay, and then we have another case. Natano b'yadav, he gives it to her hand. V'yoshena, she's sleeping. Ne'ora v'korav, she wakes up and reads it. V'harehu gita, it's the divorce. Eino get at sheyomar lahagitich, it's not a get until he says, "This is your divorce." Divrei Rebbe, that's the words of Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar Omer, ad sheyitlenu himena v'yachzor v'yitenena la v'yomar lahagitich, he has to take it from her and give it back to her and say, "This is your divorce." Okay, so the Gemara says, "V'tzricha," and you need both cases. So the Gemara says, "The I itmar behach kamaita." If it would have only taught the first case, "Bahi kamar Rabbi mishum debat igrushahi." That's what Rabbi was talking about, because that's a case where she's considered a woman of divorce. Aval natan bi yadavu yeshena. But if she's sleeping, delav bat igrushahi. She's not a woman of divorce. How can you divorce a woman who's sleeping? So the Gemara says, "Ema moedele Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar." I would have thought you would agree with Rabbi Shimon. They have to take it back from her and give it back to her. If it would have only taught the second case while she's sleeping, that is what we taught. But the first case, I would have thought Rabbi Shimon would agree with Rabbi. That's why we need both cases to show they disagree in both cases. If he wrote again and gave it to her slave while he was sleeping, and she was guarding him, Hareze get, it's considered a get. Neor, if he was awake, ain't no get, it's not considered a get. Dehav yaleh chatzer mishtamer shelo ledata, it's considered a courtyard that is guarded, not to her knowledge. Yashen, umishamarto, hareze get, we said, if he was sleeping and she was guarding him, that's considered a get. The Gemara says, amai, chatzer me'alecheti, it's considered a courtyard that's like moving. V'chatzer me'alechet lo kana, and a moving courtyard does not acquire. So the Gemara says, v'chitema yashen shane, maybe someone who's sleeping is different. V'ha amar ava, kol she'ilu me'alech lo kana, just like somebody who's walking is not acquiring. Omed v'yoshev, someone who's sitting or standing still is not acquiring lo kana. So the Gemara says, "V'ilchata v'kafut." How can you be that you give it to the slave and he's considered acquiring? He's moving. He's a moving person. The answer is because he is tied down. They tie him down, and that's how it's possible that he'd be considered like a courtyard that's not moving. Okay, new Mishnah. Hayta omedet bereshut arabim, and she was standing in the public domain. V'zarakola karovla, he threw it to her, close to her. Megoreshet karovlo, ina megoreshet. If it's close to him, it's not divorced. Mechetzal mechetzal, somewhere in the middle. Megoreshet ina megoreshet. Safek if she's divorced. V'chen inan kiddushin, same thing for kiddushin. V'chen inan achov, same thing for a debt. Amar lo bal chovo, somebody says to this person he owes money. Zarok li chovi, send my debt to me, my document. V'zarakolo, and he threw it to him. Karov the malveh, if he threw it, it was closer to the lender, zacha malveh, the lender was zocher. If it was karov leloveh, close to the borrower, haloveh chayav, but then the loveh, the borrower, is obligated to pay. Mechetzal, mechetzal, somewhere in the middle, shnaim yachaloku, shnehem yachaloku, they both have to split it. So the Gemara says, echidameh, what's the case, karov la, how do you say close to her, echidameh karov lo, and what's close to him? So the Gemara says, Amarav, Arba Amot Shela Zeu Karavla, Arba Amot Shelo Zeu Karavlo, 4 Amot within the person, that's close to them. So the Gemara says, Hechidamech Mechetzal Mechetzal, what's half and half, what's somewhere in the middle? So the Gemara says, Amarav Yishmomar Achmarav Yitzchak, Higon Shahayushnehem Omdin Berabba Amot, they were both standing within 4 Amot upon each other, Vechezehem Minayo Kadim. So the Gemara says, okay, let's see which one of them jumps first and takes advantage, takes acquiring of that part of the property in the Rishut Arabim. So the Gemara said, no, maybe they both came at the same exact time, and so neither of them acquire it. Even though they're both standing within the same 4 amot, maybe neither acquire it because of the fact that they both came at the exact same time. The Gemara says, but you're not able to be exacting. There's no way to be exacting. Okay, so the Gemara says, we're talking about 8 amot that are very exacting. So the Gemara says, 8 exact amot, and flipping the amud. V'get yotze me'arba amot shelo, ledal amot shela. It leaves his 4 amot, it goes into her 4 amot. So the Gemara says, v'ha'agid bey. But hold on a second. It's still attached to him. It's still in his domain. So, Ela, Rabbah, Rav Yosef, it's talking about these two opinions. The Amri Tavayu, they both say, Hacha, b'shtei kite edim askinu. We're talking about two groups of witnesses. Achat omeret karov lo, one says close to him. V'chat omeret karov la, one says it's close to her. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, karov la shaninu, afilu me'ama, karov lo shaninu, afilu me'ama. Even when it's 100 amot away from him or her, it could still be close to them, considered karov lahem, if it's lands in their property, for example, or within 4 amot, her 4 amot domain, and so that would be considered karov. So the Gemara says, hey chidame mechatzal mechatzal, what's half and half? Amar Rav Shimon bar Abba, lididi mefar shalei minei de Rabbi Yochanan. I'll explain to you the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Hu yachod ha-shamro, v'ina echara la-shamro, zeu karov lo. If he can protect it and she can't, that's close to him. And it's not a divorce. Hi yachod ha-shamro, hu eino yachod ha-shamro, zeu karov lo. If she can protect it and he can't, then it's close to her and that's a divorce. Shneim echolin la-shamro, shneim ein echolin zech mechatzal mechatzal. If it's somewhere in the middle that both of them can and both of them cannot protect it, then it's half and half and safek megureshet. Amrul Arbanan, Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmed Rabbi Yonatan, Hachi. They said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan the following. The famous Rabbi Yonatan, following the name of Rabbi Yonatan. Amar Yadin Chavrin Bavlaida Farushki Haitama. Do our Babylonian colleagues, they know how to explain this ta'an, this reasoning? He's talking about Rabbi Yonatan. So the Gemara says, Tanim Yachi, we have a brighter just like this. Rabbi Ezer Omer, Kol Shu Karovla Milo, Uba Kelevin Etalo, Inam Gureshit. If it's closer to her than him, and a dog comes and takes it, she's not divorced. So the Gemara says, "Ein nami gureshet kolechi tenetereve tezil." How can you go to such an extent to say that she wouldn't be migureshet? She has to continuously watch it forever and ever. Ela lav achi kamar must be the following: kol shekarov la milo, if it's closer to her than him, ve'ilu, and if ba kelev in a talo, and a dog would have came and taken it, v'hu yachod shamro, and he can now guard it, v'hi enay yachod shamro, and she can no longer guard it, ein nami gureshet, she is no longer considered divorced because it's not able to be protected by her. Amar le Shmuel le Rav Yehuda. He says to Rav Yehuda, Shinina, you smart one. Kadesha tashuach v'titlenu. It's the amount of closeness that she can bow down and pick it up. That's what it means close to her. Ve'at lo tavid uvda ademati gita liyada. But don't do an incident like this. Don't make a halakha like this until you see the get actually get to her hand. It needs to actually get to her hand for you to make it a halakha. And the Gemara says a story. Amar le Rav Mordechai le Rav Ashi. Hava uvda hachi v'tzarchoa chalitza. There was an incident like this that it fell in front of her, but she didn't come to her hand, and they said still, the guy died, said still you have to do chalitza with the brother-in-law. Why? Just in case, even though really if it falls in front of you and you could bend and pick it up, it's yours, because he didn't come into your hand, we're not going to make halakha like that, and therefore you have to do chalitza with the brother-in-law if the husband would die, just in case it's not considered a get. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai l'olam, amen v'amen. Mechila on the noise.